Hey, production isn't what it used to be, and a lot has changed with both production and the hay market over the years. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. What type of hay is grown and how much is grown might surprise some producers. Ag economics expert Carl Zuloff is a retired Ohio State University professor. We'll hear from Zuloff next on Managing for Profit. Retired Ohio State professor of agricultural economics Carl Zuloff has been studying how the hay market has been evolving and changing.
Since 1919, which is when USDA began reporting data by alfalfa, what you notice is that hay production has increased throughout most of the 20th century, but since the turn of the century, we have seen production of hay actually trending lower. And principally, alfalfa production has trended lower. Production of non-alfalfa hay has erratically but trended higher throughout the 21st century and going all the way back to the early 1990s.
Zuloff says acres in alfalfa peaked in 1957 and have been trending erratically lower since the late 1970s, while non-alfalfa hays have trended higher. As far as yields go, Zuloff says hay has been different from other crops.
Unlike many of the ag commodities, yield increases have not been a consistent defining feature of the U.S. hay market.
Zuloff says other types of hay, including timothy, clover, and broomgrass, have gained acreage, and alfalfa has lost acreage, but that can change if there's a change in environmental policy or a change in consumer preference for the different types of meats.
The one issue that could arise would be the potential for environmental benefits to become part of the pricing structure of commodities. And hay, whether it's alfalfa or non-alfalfa hay, does have the evidence and the reputation of producing less erosion. And so if we decided to price or provide incentives for crops that provide environmental services, you could see that shift some of the acres back to hay. Now, that would require a major change in policy. We haven't seen that. We haven't seen talk about that. But that would be the one major factor that could possibly change the future from the past. Of course, the other is if something happened genetically or in terms of consumer preferences that would change the mix of livestock from what has been going on for the last, let's say, quarter of a century.
Zuloff tells Brownfield he is digging deeper into how livestock trends are impacting the use of hay. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.